Hi there. The word for you today is take a leap of faith. In Matthew 14, verse 16, at the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus said to his disciples, "You give them something to eat." Lee Brown noticed a little girl begging in her neighborhood. Later she searched, but couldn't find her at the local school. That day Brown decided to make a difference for other kids by adopting a first grade class in one of the city's lowest performing schools. What did she do? She pledged to pay for any student wanting to attend college. Now, Brown was not wealthy. As a matter of fact, she was a cotton picker turned real estate agent making $45,000 a year and raising two kids. But you know what? She honored that pledge. She has personally contributed $10,000 every year, in addition to raising donations from others. Brown's leap of faith rescued students that otherwise have ended up on the streets, maybe some of them in prison. You know, it takes courage to make a difference, especially when you can't see a way to do it. When he was living in Africa, David Livingston received a letter saying, "We want to send helpers. Have you found a good road into your area yet?" Well, Livingstone wrote back and said, "If they only want to come when there's a good road, don't send them. I want people who'll come when there's no road." Surrounded by 5,000 hungry people, Jesus told his disciples, "You give them something to eat." It seemed impossible, but you know how the story ends, don't you? When they obeyed, they witnessed a miracle. One writer says, and I quote, "Christ will lead you into seemingly impossible situations. Don't avoid them. That's where you'll experience God. If you attempt only things you know are possible with the resources you already possess, you'll receive the credit and God will have no part in it. Have you received a word that awaits your next step of faith? Proceed, no matter how incredible it seems. You'll experience the joy of seeing God perform a miracle, and so will those around you."